ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 ओम वांग मे मनसे प्रतिष्ठितम् ओम वांग मे मनसे प्रतिष्ठिता मनो मे वाचे प्रतिष्ठितम् आविराविमये धि वेदस्य मानीस्थः नेमा प्रहासीः अनेनाधीतेनाहोरात्रान् संदधामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् अवतु वक्तारम् ओम शांति 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 कोयमात्मेति वयम् उपास्महे कतरः स आत्मा कतरः स आत्मा येन वा पश्यति येन वा शृणोति येन वा गन्धाना जिघ्रति येन वा वाचं व्याकरोति येन वा स्वादुच अस्वादुच विजानाति यदेतद्हृदयम् मनश्चैतत् टिल् देन् वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन् उपनिषत् इमेजिन्स् एण्ड् प्रेसेन्स् ए ग्रूप् आफ् ब्राह्मणाः highly spiritually inclined people committed to the pursuit of knowledge gathered together and started their enquiry of the self, the truth. And yesterday I said what this Atma is, they begin their enquiry like this, what this Atma is, who this Atma is. Which Atma? Very well known, all the time known, indicated by the pronoun I. Aham Shabda Vachyaha. Then, when you say I, just directly known. You need not have any other instrument of knowledge to know whether you are not there or not. To know anything else is there, you need a means of knowledge. But to know whether you are there or not, you do not require any means of knowledge. Therefore, the knowledge of the self, to know that you do not require any means of knowledge. That is why we say what now? Aparoksha Atma. Self is always aparokshataya nirdishyate. Aparokshataya nirdishyamanaha. Means what? You know always, you're the one who is self-evident. I know myself all the time. I am. That is aparokshataya nirdishyamanaha, that self, who this self is, what this Atma is. Then they're very clear, definitely there are two things which have entered here. One has entered through the Brahmarandram called Vidrutihi, otherwise called Nandanam. Nandana Namnaha. Nandanam Nama. Vidruti Dwara. Brahmarandra Dwara Antaha Pravishtaha. Anupravishtaha. The one who has entered into the being as the Jiva is the Paramatma. But the one who has entered through the soul, prapadabhyam prapadyata, purusham prapadabhyam prapadyata. The one who has entered into the through the soul of the feet is who? Hiranyagarbha. So Param Brahma Chaitanyam also has entered. Okay, not till entry, as though entered, and Hiranyagarbha also has entered into the body as what? As the very subtle body, Sukshma Shariram. Of this, the Param Brahma has entered as the Jiva is the Atma, or Sagunam Brahma, which has entered as the Nirgunam Brahma, Param Brahma Chaitanyam, which has entered as the Jiva is the Atma, or Sagunam Brahma, the Hiranyagarbha, who has entered as the subtle body, is the Atma. Kataraha Saha Atma. Which of these two, is this Atma here? Which is the innermost essence, the truth of the individual? That is the question here. They want to know that first. Therefore, we saw how yesterday they started negating the Hiranyagarbha obtaining in the form of Sukshma Shariram in the body. Which means, of all the five layers of personality, the Annamayaha Koshaha, the physical body, being Anatma is already assumed. They need not negate, I the Atma am not the gross physical body. You did not say, it's already assumed, you know that. Of the five layers of personality, Annamayaha Kosha is already negated, that is assumed by the Upanishad. So what does it take? Only the rest of the four layers of personality. Even then, Anamayaha can leave here, it directly negates other three layers of personality. Pranamayaha, Manomayaha, Vijnanamayaha, all the three layers of personality constitute the Sukshma Shariram, which are negated here as Anatma. Now does it take it? Okay, all these serve as instruments of knowledge. The power of seeing, the power of hearing, the power of smelling, power of taste, power of touch, all these powers obtaining in all the Golakams, which serve the invisible, invisible, but they not available for the external perception, but still they are there. They're all negated as Anatma, because they serve as instruments. The one who makes use of these instruments is the Atma. They're different. So also the Vagindriyam is negated, which stands for all other organs of knowledge, and also the Buddhi. We have to include here Pranaha are also what? Pranas are also objects of knowledge, and they're also negated. We have to say so that Manaha and Buddhihi, the Hridayam stands for intellect, Therefore, intellect implies that which is involved in the function of deciding, then resolving, that which is, which I'm going to resolve, that's also negated as anatma, and also manaha. We have to include what? Chittam and also ahankara, memory and ego. So all these 19 subtle aspects which constitute the subtle body, which is negated as anatma here. Thereafter, now we have to understand. So this parisesha nyaya, we have once, of the two, one is negated as anatma, you can easily assume what? The other one, what remains is definitely the atma. What remains is non-negatably abadhitaya, abadhitataya, no? Abadhitam. What is abadhitam here? What is there as non-negated here is awareness, the consciousness. So the paramatma, the consciousness, alone is there now, non-negated, that is the atma. Only of the two, this is what is there. The atma, you arrive at it. But here still, how do you arrive at it? That has to be understood here. The next he says, see, when we refer to, even in this Panchadashi class, Swamini Ma must have begun her class saying, from the next second, third verse onwards, she must have introduced this. The external world, the gross universe, all the gross objects, the existence of the gross objects is determined how? Existence of the gross objects is determined by the existence of the corresponding antahkarana vrittayaha. So internal cognitions. The internal means what internal? Only the standpoint of the external world internal. There's no internal really speaking. So the antahkarana vrittayaha, thought modifications, cognitions, obtaining in the form of thoughts in the mind, as part of the mind, determine the existence of the external gross objects. So the door existence is determined by the door cognition, door knowledge. Door knowledge implies what? Door awareness. Window existence of the window outside is determined by window cognition, which presupposes window awareness. Similarly, any object known externally, which exists, the existence of any external gross object or existence of anything and everything is determined by the cognition obtaining in the form of a thought. Cognition means what? Thought only. And what is a cognition? What is knowledge? Knowledge of something. Cognition of something involves two aspects, thought plus awareness. A mere thought does not make a cognition. Mere consciousness does not make cognition. Thought plus awareness constitute what? Cognition or knowledge. The word that we call cognition or knowledge, we say jnanam or vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam. This vritti jnanam means what? Knowledge of a given object. Therefore, vrittihi. Suppose gata jnanam. Part knowledge means part thought plus consciousness is part jnanam. Window thought plus consciousness is window jnanam. Door thought plus consciousness is door jnanam. Mic thought plus consciousness is mic jnanam. We can say mic jnanam, mic knowledge, mic cognition. So thought plus awareness is equal to cognition. Object, here the thought. Leave the external gross world of objects. Leave the objects. Objects are determined by the internal cognitions. Therefore, cognitions, any cognition, if there is no cognition here of a given object, that object, even if it exists outside, it is as good as non-existent for you. Yadatrasti tadeva bahirasti. Yadantahasti tadeva bahirasti. Whatever is here alone is outside there for you. If it is not here, outside, it is as good as non-existent for you. That is true. So where is the jagat now? In your buddhi. Whatever is outside is what now? Must be inside. You can't say what is outside is inside. Whatever is inside alone, you can see outside. If it is not inside, you can. It is not there for you. Other person it may be. Because it may not be there for you. That is why the jagat is in your own buddhi, in your own mind here. So the cognitions constitute, what are the two factors? Pure consciousness does not become a cognition, a vritti jnanam. I'm using so many terms, repeating, because not forget this. Vritti jnanam. So this vritti jnanam is also called savisesha jnanam. Yesterday I introduced that word. I don't mind taking an hour because I want it to be clear before you leave. I don't want to go back confused. What vritti jnanam is equal to savisesham jnanam. Savisesham jnanam, or if you make it a compound, savisesha jnanam. Qualified jnanam, qualified awareness, qualified consciousness. What qualifies a given vrittihi, a given thought becomes the qualification. Ghata jnanam, part knowledge means part becomes, part vrittihi is the qualification for the awareness. Light jnanam, light knowledge means the light vrittihi is the visesha. So, savisesha jnanam, vritti jnanam. You cannot physically separate the awareness and the vrittihi. Therefore, you cannot separate the awareness and the object of thought also. Physical separation is not possible. Like what? Light and the opaque thing. This mic in front of me, which is opaque in nature, and the light here, in whose presence the opaque mic shines, physically they are inseparable. There is no distance between the light and the opaque thing here. Similarly, there is no distance between the subtle, how subtle the vritti is. I tell you, you can never comprehend the subtleness of the vritti. I am giving the grossest example. Subtleness of the vritti itself you cannot make out. Because that cognition also is object of knowledge. That is how you differentiate the pure knowledge. Any knowledge, vritti jnanam, savisesha jnanam is also what? Object of knowledge. Therefore, you can understand the words of vritti, which is object of knowledge. Otherwise, you cannot make out, it is impossible to comprehend the subtleness of the vritti. But still, you can understand. Now leave the gross things. Just take the vritti jnanam. Gata jnanam, mic jnanam, table jnanam, light jnanam, fan jnanam, window jnanam, door jnanam, tree jnanam, man jnanam, woman jnanam. in all these cognitions, one thing which is common is jnanam. And all those other different things are what? Different vrittis. The vrittis keep changing. Vrittis are of the nature of changing. The thoughts, vrittihi is a Sanskrit word for thought. Vritti has so many meanings. In this context, a thought modification. Vritti parinama. The thoughts keep changing. Thoughts are of the nature of changing. That is so, it is possible for us to have the knowledge of different objects. The thoughts do not change. What would have happened? If you have the knowledge of door, only knowledge of door alone will be there. You cannot have knowledge of tree, knowledge of fruit, knowledge of food, knowledge of window, knowledge of light, knowledge of so many things, you see. My God, varieties of cognitions, multifarious cognitions, so many cognitions, so many objects, they rise and keep flowing, they're all there. Which means cognitions keep, the cognitions are varied because the cognitions are varied. In the class, Swami Mahavad told this morning, cognitions are all varied, but all these cognitions, what is common in all of them is what is invariable. Variable cognitions, changing cognitions, in all of them, what is invariable there? The cognitions are plural in number. The plurality of the cognitions is due to the plurality of the vrittayaha, which means consciousness is one, ekam. Awareness is one. So the vrittis which are plural in number, many in number, they keep changing, but consciousness is one and the same changeless consciousness. So invariably present in all the variable thoughts. Therefore, that is awareness. So we cannot separate them physically, but cognitively you can remove, delete those vrittis, and what remains is the pure consciousness, which is nirvisesham jnanam. Nirvisesham jnanam. Nirupadhikam, nirvisesham, nirgunam, brahma chaitanyam. With the thought, savisesham. Without the thought, nirvisesham jnanam. Nirvisesham jnanam is what? Awareness. It's a pure Shuddha Chaitanyam. Here, is it possible for us to recognize this consciousness, the pure awareness, Nirvisesham Jnanam, Shuddham Chaitanyam, the pure awareness, pure consciousness? Is it possible for us to recognize? It is impossible for us to recognize the pure consciousness, pure awareness, nirvisesham brahma chaitanyam. Why? Because consciousness is not an object. It is not available for recognition, cognition, knowledge. It is non-objectifiable, imperceptible, non-object. It is not an object. But how to arrive at that consciousness, pure consciousness, nirvisesham? Nirvisesham jnanam, the awareness, the truth, the substance of the substantive aham has to be arrived at only through the savisesham jnanam. Savisesha jnana dvara eva vritti jnana dvara eva nirvisesham jnanam avagantavyam. It must be understood through its manifestation. Therefore, every antahkarana vrittihi, every thought modification serves as a manifesting medium for the awareness, the consciousness. Vritti jnanam means manifest consciousness obtaining in given this vritti, the manifesting medium. So savisesham jnanam, vritti jnanam, manifest consciousness. The very word manifest consciousness tells you what? Consciousness with the manifesting medium. All same, mean the same. Through that you arrive at it. How do you do? Gata jnanam or fan jnanam is equal to fan thought plus consciousness or awareness. So cognitively remove the fan thought, what remains is nirvisesham jnanam. From savisesha jnanam, you remove cognitively the vrittihi, the thought, then what remains is nirvisesham chaitanyam. Nirvisesham jnanam. So we have to make use of this savisesham jnanam, vritti jnanam, to arrive at the nirvisesham jnanam. We have to make use of the savisesham jnanam, vritti jnanam, to arrive at nirvisesham jnanam. Through the cognitive removal of vrittihi. Is it clear? Therefore, vritti serves as a manifesting medium. Through serving as its manifesting medium, vritti is somehow like the revealer of, vritti is like the revealer of consciousness. Vritti does not reveal the consciousness. Vritti cannot reveal the consciousness. Vritti itself, vritti means thought. The thought which is material product, which is material, which is inert in nature, which is subject to change, which is dependent on consciousness to come to light, to shine, thereby which is dependent on consciousness for its existence, cannot be the revealer of consciousness. But still we can say vritti is as though, but no, revealer of the consciousness by serving as what? Manifesting medium. Is it clear? It's very important to know. Because there are statements, yato vacho nivartante manasa na apraapya manas apraapya manasa saha. No, mind cannot reveal consciousness. But how do you say mind reveals consciousness? Thought reveals consciousness. A thought does not reveal consciousness by serving as the manifesting medium. So the consciousness, the pure consciousness, the pure awareness, which is free from thoughts, free from vrittis, which is independent of vrittis for its existence. And that consciousness is arrived at through the manifesting medium, which is a vrittihi. So only manifest consciousness alone, vritti jnanam alone, is available for cognition, recognition, experience. Pure consciousness is non-experienceable. Because not an object, not knowable. It is not an object. So take the vritti jnanam, make use of the vritti jnanam, avisesham jnanam, use the vrittihi, okay, arrive at the pure, remove the vritti, arrive at the pure awareness. So savisesha jnana dvara nirvisesha jnana avagatihi, avagamanam. Understanding, comprehension of the pure awareness through the vritti jnanam. Through it is vrittihi which serves as a manifesting medium. We can give another example also, which I think I gave this Vidyarani Swami's example from Panchadashi in our other classes. If there is only pure light, just the light alone is on the stage, there is a Vedika stage, and on the stage, the well lit stage is there, and is bright and brilliant with lot of light, and somebody standing in front of the stage is asked, what is there on the stage? What is happening? What is there anything at all inside the auditorium? The person will immediately give the right answer. Nothing is here on the stage. Nobody is inside the auditorium except me. Nothing is there on the stage. Nothing, nothing, nothing is there on the stage. He will not think and say, there's no darkness at all here. There is light. People are not here. Other beings are not here. Mic, etc., instruments are not here. Light alone is. He will not think and tell that answer. Why? Because the light happens to be one colorless uniform thing. Does not draw the attention of the mind. Understand? Cannot draw the attention of the mind. You will not say. But the other person comes and corrects him. When I asked you, is there anything at all? You did not say light alone is. That is the most appropriate answer. But in Vyavahara, we don't care for such answers. This is a teaching. Okay, don't take it seriously. Vyavahara. Then all the dancers come and there's a dance. The colorful, all the artists come and present a beautiful dance. All their costumes, the colors, the expressions, the abhinaya, everything you see shine in the light. The whole show happens. The light becomes what? Savisesha prakashaha. The light without the artist is what? Nirvisesha prakashaha. Light with the colorfully dressed, now gorgeously dressed artist is what? Savisesha prakashaha. Understand? The same stage, plain light without the dancers, artists, nirvisesha prakasha. The same stage, the bright light with the artist, what? Savisesha prakashaha. Now, imagine, when the person came and corrected, other person says, why do I give importance for light? We all enjoy the dance. Without the dancers, without the dance, what is there for it? We came to see the light, the dance, the program, not the light. Not interested in all that. Why do you say that I should have told light alone is? Other person says, you don't know how important the light is. Imagine the one substance called light wasn't there. the whole dance show would have been a big flop. You wouldn't have enjoyed the colors, you would have enjoyed the expressions, you wouldn't have enjoyed seeing the movements, steps, nothing you would have enjoyed. The whole show would have been impossible minus one substance called light. Light is the Atipradhana Vastu with reference to the performance, stage performance, you know, the dance performance. Therefore, that is the, then how do you say light is there? Now, how you understand? Imagine, therefore, light through the opaque bodies, opaque colors, opaque, no, the movements are the opaque things. You what now? You arrive at the light. The pure light minus opaque things is incapable of drawing your attention. Uniform light. The same light with the colorful objects can be arrived at through the opaque things, the poor opaque things, which are dependent on the very light for their existence, for their shining, serve as what? Reflecting media for the light. Through the reflecting media, the opaque things, you arrive at the light. That is a gross example anyway. Similarly here, not reflecting media, but the manifesting vrittihi, medium, the vrittihi, you arrive at the pure consciousness. Is it clear? Therefore, light, now we can say what? Revealer. Opaque thing cannot reveal the light. Opaque thing is not the revealer of the light, but opaque thing is as though the revealer of the light by serving as a reflecting medium. Similarly, consciousness cannot be revealed by the thought, brought to light by the thought. The poor thought, all the thoughts, all the vrittis which are dependent on the very awareness for their very existence, for them to come to light. Now they serve as, what now? By serving as manifesting media, they become the revealers of the consciousness. Not the revealer, not directly. Please never ever go and say, Swami said, thought is the revealer of consciousness. That I'm repeating very carefully. Okay. Now why I have to tell you all these things, you know? Now, each thought serving as a manifesting medium helps us arrive at the nirvisesham chaitanyam, nirvisesham jnanam. Without physically dropping the mic, taking away the mic, cognitively removing the opaque mic here, you can arrive at what pure light is. Nirvisesha prakashaha is. So without physically removing the thoughts, cognitively deleting the thoughts, you can arrive at what nirvisesham chaitanyam is. Therefore, we say, every thought is like the name for consciousness. Every thought, every antahkarana vrittihi, any antahkarana vrittihi is like the name of consciousness. Like what? When you say specs is a word indicating its object. A word reveals a given object. Helps you arrive at a given object, isn't it? Mike, if I say that word, a particular term helps you arrive at that given object. Indicated by that word. Therefore, we call it a name. Isn't it? Similarly here. Now, Shakuntala, if I say the particular name helps you arrive at the given person indicated by that name. So a name reveals, brings to light the named person. Nama brings to light the Nami, one with the name. Nama indicates the Nami. If I tell you, please ask Tom to come here, you will not go, you will look only for Tom all over and you will go and tell him, please go there. Because name indicates the Nami, reveals the Nami, the named, one with that name. Similarly here, like that, he had thought antahkarna vrittihi also, like the name, as serves by remaining as a manifesting medium, it indicates, you know, it helps you arrive at, don't say reveal also, helps you arrive at the nirvisesham chaitanyam. Therefore, here in this Upanishad, you know, every vrittihi is said to be the name of awareness. Every word is what now? Every thought is name of awareness. Every thought. All the thoughts, name of all the thoughts become what now? Very innumerable countless thoughts become the innumerable countless names of one Paramatma Chaitanyam. Therefore, the objects externally, you know, obtaining the word, external objects also, now which are dependent on the, which are determined, the existence of the external world of objects, which is determined by the internal cognitions, also become what? Every object, name of every object is name of Paramatma. That is why Bhagavan Nama is what? Ananta Nama. Very first word of Vishnu Sahasranama is what? Vishwam. One of the names of the Lord is what? Vishwam. Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhoya Bhavat Prabhu. Vishwam Vividhaihi Pratyayaihi Gamyam Iti Vishwam. Why Pratyaya? How many names are there for the Lord? Every name indicating every object is the Lord. Every object is also the Lord. Why? Because the every thought determining the existence of every external object is also what? Name of Paramatma. Why? Because every thought indirectly serves as a medium for arriving at Chaitanyam, Nirvisesham Brahma. Isn't it beautiful to know? Therefore, the whole is what? Paramatma. This all, you should see this as vision right now. Okay, what are all the names of Bhagavan? Bhagavan, you would say, Paramatma, Param Brahma Che. Nirvisesham Brahma Chaitanyam, the pure awareness, you can simply say the awareness, the consciousness has so many names. Why? So many vrittis are there. Let us see what are all the names of consciousness obtaining in the form of varieties of vrittis, thoughts. Let us eat now. So much of preparation for this. Next step. Samjnanam. Ajnanam. Vijnanam. Prajnanam. Medha. Drishtihi. Dhritihi. Matihi Manisha Jyutihi Smritihi Sankalpaha Kratuhu Asuhu Kamaha Vashaha Iti Enbana. In Tamil we say Enbavai. That is Tamil, Tamil word. Okay, Iti means what? Enbavai. Okay. Thus are the names of awareness. What are these? Vrittai, vrittis. We are going to see that now. Sarvani,
Yeva,
Yetani,
Prajnanasya,
Namadheyani,
Bhavanti,
Yetani Sarvani Eva Prajnanasya Namadheyani Bhavanti. Namadheyam means what? Name. You all can say. No? Namadheyam, name. Namadheyani plural. Namadheyam, Namadheye, Namadheyani Bhavanti. What etani? All these words. Now, here's what now? Samjnanam, agjnanam, vijnanam, prajnanam, veda, dhritihi, smritihi, jyotihi. All these are what now? Names. Etani, namadheyani. Whose namadheyani? Prajnanasya. What is prajnanam? Jnanam also means conscious. We can say, Vritti jnanam is savisesham jnanam. Prajnanam, so if you take from vritti jnanam, remove the vrittihi, what remains is swarupa jnanam, which is prajnanam. The awareness, the consciousness minus vrittihi is what? Prajnanam. Prakarshena janati iti. Because knowing is not an action but swarupam. Like illumining is not an action of the light, action on the part of the light. Illumining is the very swarupam of the light. Similarly, knowing is not an action of consciousness. Illumining, bringing to light, knowing, prakashanam is not an action, very swarupam. What effort does the light need to do to bring all the opaque things to light? What effort does it need to make? Nothing. Asti sannidhi matrena sarvam opaque prapancham prakashayati, brings to light. Similarly, what effort should consciousness make to know? Understand? Knowing is not an action. That is how it is. Why there is knowledge? Why there is illumination here? Light is, there is illumination. There is consciousness is, there is jnanam, knowledge. That is swarupam. Jnanam is swarupa. Lakshanam. In fact, swarupam of the chaitanya. Awareness. Being aware, being conscious, knowing is the vastunaha swarupam. Then we say what? Jnanam. Yet, prakarshena janati. Not through an instrument of knowledge, but it's immediate. That's why we say prajnanam. So, prajnanam is equal to nirvisesham jnanam. Shuddha chaitanyam. Nirguna chaitanyam Brahma. Vritti jnanam, remove the vritti, what you have is prajnanam. Jnanam, prajnanam. Jnanam means vritti jnanam. Prajnanam means vritti rahita. Without vritti, prajnanam. Now, so prajnanasya means param brahmanaha, paramatmanaha, etani, namadeyani, bhavanti. All these vrittis become, what is vrittihi? Vrittihi is a manifesting medium. Because names of the Chaitanyam. Let us see each vritti now. See, wherever there is consciousness manifest, that manifesting medium is looked upon as vrittihi. Now, where is consciousness manifest? In all the living beings, there is manifestation of consciousness. Where consciousness is not manifest, there it is non-recognizable. Consciousness is but non-recognizable, inaccessible, non-interactable. In every non-living thing, that's why in jada, if you say jada, no? In non-living things, inanimate things, consciousness is, but it is non-interactable, non-accessible, non-recognizable, because consciousness is but not manifest. Where there is no manifestation, consciousness is all pervasive. In and through pervading everything, consciousness is. In fact, in consciousness everything exists, but still you can never experience consciousness as a, because it is not an object, it's not available for recognition. But still, the non-living things, consciousness is, because there is no, it is not recognizable there, because it is not manifest there. So wherever consciousness is manifest, they can recognize the consciousness being manifest. You can recognize consciousness as consciousness only in your own mind, as the very substance of the substantive I, as your own innermost very self. First here we say, starts with that. Yes, now. Samjnanam. See, samjnanam means a certain vritti where the lowest level of manifestation of consciousness is. All the living beings you can take, plants, usual organisms, animals, our own system, you can take heart, lung, kidneys, everywhere consciousness is, all the living, all the functional beings, which where the all the functional, wherever you see the function, there you see the manifestation of consciousness. The knowledge backing the order involved in the functions of all the living organisms is what basic manifestation, lowest level of manifestation of consciousness is what? Is the samjnanam. Understand? Samjnanam. Pooja Swamiji used to tell this beautifully. I always adored 25 years I've been listening to him, the same thing he's telling everywhere. I never get bored with this. I would have heard so many times in so many public talks in so many places. Nobody teaches the ant to make out where sugar dabba is. Ant knows to go to the sugar dabba. Our Juan came and told me, through the wire, there is lining up, all the ants are coming into my life. They don't harm me, they only come and play on my face and I can't sleep. Who teaches the ants to get into that place where something sweet is available? Already there is innate, inborn jnanam, that knowledge. Without being taught, for an ant to live its ant's life, it is blessed with adequate knowledge. A bird is blessed with adequate knowledge to live its bird's life. A plant is blessed with adequate knowledge to live its plant's life. We need not teach the neem tree, even in the, you know, the most dry area, the taproot can go to any distance to find. They do not depend on bore wells. We are so dependent. They can just send the taproots. They can find the water. They can take. My God, amazing. Who teaches? How does the plant? Which means there's a function. The functions are happening means wherever we see the life, where you see the there are functions, and those functions imply what? The order backing, or the order involved in the functions, which means there's a knowledge backing the order. That knowledge in all these living beings is what? Manifest jnanam. That manifest knowledge is also what now? Manifestation of what? Same the consciousness, Brahma, Nirvisesham, Brahma. Manifest is what? You can only see the consciousness being manifest in all of them, but in the form of knowledge, back in the order, but you cannot see consciousness there. You cannot hear the consciousness, see the consciousness, smell the consciousness, taste the consciousness. You can understand the consciousness being manifest there. That such consciousness which is manifest is called what here? That's also given subtle body is there. Where subtle body, there's a sukshma. And sukshma sharam is there. Tree has its own sukshma. Every living being has its own sukshma. Amoeba, paramecium also have their own sukshma. Where there is sukshma, there is a manifestation of consciousness. That vritti, that's also we can what? A certain type of vritti, which a manifesting medium, the lowest level of manifestation is possible. The very basic manifestation, that is called what? That's also the name of Bhagavan, Samjnanam. Samjnanam is a vritti, which serves as a manifesting medium, where the level of manifestation of consciousness is the lowest thing. Ajnanam. The diagonally opposite. Ajnanam means the vritti is highly evolved vritti, which means where even extra sensory perceptions are all possible. Which means the vritti is where the knowledge of the past, present, future is possible. Sometimes they have some extra, other extra knowledge also. That we say, the yoginam, the minds of the yogis. The special vrittis the yogis have, because of which they can have knowledge of even past, present, future, etc. So Ishvara, like not Ishvara, I mean some, it's not like ordinary minds, like is highly evolved vrittis. So again, much higher form of manifestation of consciousness. That we call as Ajnanam. From the lowest to the highest. Actually, you have to understand that in the human mind, even the knowledge I am is what? Knowledge. Vritti jnanam. I am is a vritti jnanam. I am, what is that? Aham vrittihi plus chaitanyam, consciousness is what? I am. The knowledge I am is also what? Aham vrittihi plus consciousness. And that is the highest form of manifestation. Asmiti jnanam is what? Asmita. I told you many times in the class. Many times I told in your class. I always like that word Asmita. Bambal. Devi is called Asmita. Asmiti jnanam is Asmita. That's the highest form of knowledge, isn't it? Why? Because half knowledge, which can become total knowledge. Half knowledge, I am, is there. When you know who I am, knowledge becomes total. Now in other animals, what is not there? The knowledge is there, But I am is not there. Therefore, they are not qualified for knowing who I am, what I am. That is why they remain in total ignorance. Therefore, they also have, they enjoy bliss. Anyway, so here, I'm going out of the top track. Okay. Ajnanam. Next. Vijnanam. So, Vijnanam means our own mind. In our own mind, we have vrittis. The vrittis of specific knowledge, knowledge of dance, knowledge of music, knowledge of ragas, knowledge of physics, knowledge of chemistry, there are again different disciplines, specific, you can specify. In physics also you can go for specific, different disciplines, different branches of disciplines. So knowledge of Ayurveda, knowledge of chemistry, knowledge of engineering, medicine, like knowledge of different disciplines, where do they exist? They all have trisam of vrittis only, isn't it? Vritti. Knowledge of medicine is there, means that vritti must be there. Say, vritti jnanam. That's also what? Different disciplines. So, vijnanam. Next. All the sciences, all the arts, everything comes under vijnanam. It's all vritti. We are talking about the vrittis. Which vritti is given a vritch name? Vijnanam is the name of the vritti. And that vritti is what? Name of Chaitanyam. Prajnanam. Now, prajnanam is actually, see, the word prajnanam is used to mean pure consciousness. And here, vritti jnana, certain type of vritti is also called prajnanam. You have to be careful there. Okay? Here, prajnanam means the presence of mind. Samayochita buddhihi. Samayochita buddhi. Samaye uchita buddhihi. Uchita buddhihi. Suppose you are walking and you see a baby crawling and there is a candle, you know, with the flame and the baby is just crawling. You don't walk, no? The baby is going near, is going to touch. You don't wait. Oh, let me wait. Immediately, quickly, you work. You just go, either you blow up the candle or take the baby away and put it there, away. This is samayochita buddhi, means the vritti because of which you act quickly, you do the needful with the presence of mind. It's called what? Samayochita buddhihi. No? We say prajnanam. You can say ready-wittedness. Quick, being quick. What to do in a given situation? No? With the presence of mind. That is prajnanam. Then, medha. Medha, the retention. Even the retention. Actually, the Medha Shakti, intelligence, the power of intellection. I told you many times, the capacity to understand, the Shakti is different. The capacity to understand, the capacity to retain what you have understood, and to ascertain what you have retained. So, Dharana Shaktihi. Grahana Dharana Shaktihi is Medha. I talked to you in Medha Suktam, isn't it? When I taught, explained the Medha Suktam. But here Medha is simply intelligence. Power of intellection. Then Drishtihi. Drishtihi literally means what? Sight, seeing, parvai in Tamil. But here, drishti is perception, nokudal. Perception. Perception of objects through senses. Or perception, general, in general. How you perceive. Kartu, ganipu, all those things we say. Contentions, no. Then, dhritihi. Dhritihi. Next is dhritihi. Dhritihi, perseverance, being firm about doing something or completing something continuing something and accomplishing something. Dhritihi, perseverance. It's a fortitude also. Matihi, beautiful Sanskrit, Tamil, feminine gender words. Dhritihi, matihi, except patihi. Most of the words with the ti is a feminine gender word, really. Most of the words. Shanti, Shakti, Mati, Bhakti, Shruti, everything. So, matihi. Matihi means mananam. Mananam is a neuter gender word. Matihi is a stilinga shabda. Matihi, repeated thinking, reflecting, mananam. That also given vritti. Now, a thought, repeatedly entertaining a thought about one thing. This also what? Matihi. Manisha. In Manisha Panchakam, I when I taught, I gave a different meaning of the Manisha, isn't it? The firm conviction is Manisha there. The firm doubt-free conviction is Manisha. But here Manisha is free will. Free will also in form of what? No, thought, the vritti. How many types of vrittis you are understanding? Manisha is a free will. Then jyotihi. Jyotihi manah kleshaha. Dukkham, sorrow, grief is jyotihi. Smritihi. Smritihi memory. You all know that very well. Jyotihi, grief, sorrow, sadness. Smritihi. Now you can understand what is sorrow? Thought, from vritti comes. Why does it come? Prarabdha. Okay. Then smritihi memory, sankalpaha. Sankalpaha actually here is determination or pre-planning. Pre-plan is also called sankalpaha. Decision, or sometimes. Even the decision is buddhi, we generally say, it's a particular vritti, what I'm going to do. Isn't it? So, sankalpa. Kratuhu. Sankalpaha. Then we have kratuhu. Here you can take it otherwise also. Sankalpaha as imagination. Always these two get confused. Kratuhu and sankalpa have some differences. Sankalpaha means determination. Here sankalpaha is imagination. Kratuhu, determination. The word kratuhu also means a ritual, fire ritual. Okay? Kratuhu, yagha, yagha, we have so many synonyms. But here kratuhu means a particular vritti. Asuhu, enthusiasm. Kamaha. Kamaha, desire for anything is called kamaha. Vashaha. Vashaha also means desire, but vashaha is desire for sexual pleasure is vashaha. Especially one word. Otherwise, kamaha, desire for anything in the world. Because the both words mean the desire. First, Shankar Bhagavatpada gives a different meaning. Kamaha, vashaha, iti. They're all in what form, tell me. They're all vrittayaha. Iti vrittayaha. Okay? We have a different way of seeing it now. So, they're all different vrittis. Means all these vrittis, which serve as manifesting medium for consciousness. Now subtle, see, if consciousness has to manifest, they must be subtle. How subtle? Inexplicably subtle. You only understand them. So all these are vrittis. So where they, because only their consciousness is manifest. Where consciousness is manifest, available for recognition. Consciousness available for recognition only where it is manifest. And only the subtle vritti serve as manifesting media. Therefore, through the manifesting media, you arrive at the pure awareness by cognitively removing the vrittis. Savisesha jnana dwara, you arrive at the nirvisesha jnanam. Therefore, they are like the names for consciousness. But what does Upanishad say? Etani sarvani namadheyani whose? Prajnanasya. All these vrittis are like the names of consciousness. Now tell me, which vritti is not the name of consciousness? Which object is not determined by vritti? Therefore, every name is name of the Lord. Narayanahim Bhattadri says, Ananta Namnaha. Katam Nama Kurve. He says, this Rishi goes to his Krishna's, after Krishna was born, Rishi goes there. And he was asked, Garga Rishi, Garga Muni goes there. And he was, they have to name Krishna Avatara. He has to name Bhagavan. What name can I give? Ananta Namnaha. Katam Nama Kurve. He says, how can I name him? Therefore, Sarvani Papani, no? Agamsi Akarshati. So, Sarvani Manamsi Akarshati iti. No, he remembers, then he, Krishna iti, he named that baby. Anantanama means what? One who is of the innumerable countless names. Who is that? The Lord. Understand? Sarveshwaraha. Jagadishwaraha. Jagannathaha, Jagadishwaraha, Sarveshwaraha. All these words, what do they mean? Ananta Nama. Why? All the vrittis are names of one nirgunam, nirvisesham, chaitanyam, prajnanam. Okay, we'll see later on. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.